Are We Ready to Listen? By Jacqueline Fedor. When we are born, we enter this world the product of thousands of years of disobedience to God. We are cursed before we do anything wrong on our own because of our ancestors. They committed adultery, lied, were thieves, didn't tithe, had children out of wedlock. In fact, we ourselves may be one of these. It's not that everything man does is bad. There is still good in us. But unfortunately, our family tree is the tree of good and evil. Our knowledge is gleaned from that tree also. In fact, all of creation now knows that tree very well. And even though most of it has heard of the tree of life, they are kin with, and therefore relate better to, the tree of good and evil. Even the world we see around us today is the product of cursed people who have caused it to evolve out of their selfish desires, wants, and ideas on how they want to live and govern themselves. The systems of man, we will call them. There has always been a different roadmap, so to speak, that we could follow. The prophetic word, the Torah, the Bible, all of which are for the most part only of concern to us on special days. Sabbath, Sundays, sometimes even on a weekday meeting, we look into the way God would like things to be. But in the world we live in, God's way really doesn't fit. We've been totally soaked up, like water in a sponge, by man's civilizations. And now, as we look around, they are failing, as does everything that is built by something that is inferior. Cursed men have built cursed systems. When imperfect man attempts to build schools, churches, governments, and cultures, what do they produce? They enter into a relationship originally instituted by God, marriage, friendships, community lifestyles. But again, all they have attempted is tainted and doomed to end in failure. Adam and Eve, our ancestors, chose the fruit of Satan's lies over the fruit of wisdom from Christ, the tree of life, and as their seed, we have been making all the wrong choices ever since. Will we listen now? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. James chapter 4, verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Man doesn't listen. God calls the church that allows these vices to operate within her jurisdiction, unspoken to, a harlot, and governments that allow these things to go on unaddressed, a beast. The church is to be blameless, unspotted from the world, and the government was to be holy, chosen by him and directed by him. His priesthood stood at the head of his people in worship and governmental positions. They were one and the same to God. The financial system was based on the fact that all the silver and gold belonged to God, who blessed his people amply, so they could live very well, and in turn, bless those who God placed over them. All facets of life revolved around God's people and his kingdom. To maintain this abundant lifestyle, his people would have to stay separate from the other people of the lands, as they had their own religions, gods, economy, and governments, none of which were instituted or blessed by Yahweh. But did his people stay separate? No. They liked the holidays, the clothing, the sexually oriented religions, the cleverness and shrewdness of their pagan intellectual culture, and were soon assimilated or absorbed into them. Old Israel was all but lost. In fact, one tribe out of the 12 is recognizable today. Even though they have maintained some portion of the lifestyle set forth for them by God, as a whole, they also have, for the most part, become a part of the world. God, through Jesus, tried to gather his people one last time. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Since they wouldn't respond, another plan was set in motion. God, again through Jesus, would lay his life down for the sins of the people of the lands, as well as his original people, and make a way for all of them to be citizens of his kingdom and a part of the abundant lifestyle. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Imperfect man would now have the opportunity to die to who they were as the race of Adam and be resurrected new creatures through the act of baptism. But these new creatures would have to remain separate from those that are not new creatures, or they, like old Israel, will be lost among them. Assimilation again. The harlot, the world's religions, calls to God's people with fun holidays. Christmas with Santa and festivities, Halloween with her witches and goblins, birthdays with their dinners and parties, Easter bunnies, on and on. All about self and fun, fun, fun. The beast continues to impose taxes on people to build man's kingdom, allows all kinds of religions to do whatever they please, and operates completely on the intellect of man, as trained by the world's schools. The world they govern slyly opens her jaws through amusement parks, sports, movies, etc., to swallow all who will come and help make her rich. God says, separate, build his kingdom, create meeting places based on truth, businesses that benefit and build his kingdom, be governed by God's priesthood, let his kingdom rise as he tears down the world systems. Separate people, come out of the world. Venture into the world for one reason, to look for God's people who are trapped in her. Obey the laws of the land, as long as they are in place, by all means. Be peaceable as far as possible with all mankind. But don't join in their activities, celebrations, customs, religions, or aid their governments. You will be absorbed into their culture. You will become part of the sponge. Let us close with John's advice, as he says it all. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.